Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he the sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they came to attack, spilling crack on the track, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yeah, the Zach and a rattlesnake spitting straight facts, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
yo, them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back,
and they making noise.
Yeah. Why is my yellow hat fucking showing up as green, Shannon? I am trying to shake it. I'm trying to be in a good mood. I was in a good mood. I was on time. I was on time.
I actually texted her. I was like, is Lewis going to be here at noon? Because I caught a red eye so I can make this for you. Which I know you're excited about.
12:02. 12:02 is when I rolled up. Yeah. Okay. Shannon told me Zahid
a joint at his house.
Yeah. Dude, you.
Shannon told me Zahid was running 10 minutes late. I was on the phone with Easy Pass because for some reason my Easy Pass wasn't working. And apparently what happens is if your credit card gets declined for any reason at all, Easy Pass deletes your credit card from the system, and then you just start getting charged crazy fines by going through tolls.
How long has it been?
I tried to use my credit card, I guess, in Toronto or whatever, so it got a thing where it like got stopped because I was in another country.
Yeah.
So then they tried to charge the Easy Pass while I was in the other country, and it didn't, and then they denied it. Weird. So for a week and a half, I've been rolling through tolls with no Easy Pass. So then I had to call them an hour and 15 minutes on the phone on hold. I don't have a PIN. Who knows what that pin is?
Dude, you came in on a hot one. He walked in, I was like, damn, somebody fucking break up with him?
Oh, it made me fucking mad. You got to take your green hat off, Zahid.
Oh, shit.
Shannon, you got to tell people not to wear green.
No, she did.
But she did tell us.
I didn't realize it was that green. So welcome to my
it's all good.
My Dave Patel head.
No, it's all good. We have a similar thing going on. Welcome to the show. Oh.
So mad he is.
Fuck it. I'm upstairs and I'm lying. And then I'm getting myself even more worked up because I lied and said I have a real job.
Yeah.
I was like, my boss just told me if I'm not in 5 minutes, I was like, they're going to fire me. So we got to get this done right now. She was like, I have to get my seat. She was a new person. She has a supervisor supervising them, putting the credit card number in. And I'm just fucking the whole time like, they're going to fire me. My boss just texted me. They're firing me right now for no reason.
What accent did she have?
You know what she had, dude.
I was so
here. We don't have to ask the question.
It might have been in here.
All right, well, give me the code to the Easy Pass.
I need like another 10 minutes to get used to Lewis with no facial hair.
Lewis has
this thing when he's frustrated, he sucks his teeth. And he looks like Fire Marshal Bill right now.
you do have burn victim quality. What happened? Like, you look good with the goatee, dude. It's like,
I know I look good with the goatee. I had people over for Thanksgiving. I was dressing up nice. My son's mother likes me better with no facial hair. So I was like, let me fucking shave it up for her. Show her what she's missing. And then I just had a moment. I was like, here I am. Now I'm an ugly turtle for the next 3 weeks.
Fucking terrapin.
I'm an ugly fucking tortoise. Let's see. Shout out to everyone in the race live chat. Gas Digital subscribers. Let's see. What do they think? Let's see. Hash Nigger says, Lewis looks like shit without the facial hair.
Jesus.
Let's see.
Forgot where we were.
Klu Klux Knievel says, Lewis is gay. Hippie Skank says Lewis is a pedo.
That's a good name.
Like
finally.
I just love to hear one who's like, I like that guy.
Jigaboo Jenkins says.
Oh, boy. I'm in a good mood, though. I'm better. I'm feeling better
you
now.
You do seem
guys.
Happy, dude.
Well, you just said
you
the
really
other word.
Do.
I am actually legitimately happy.
Good.
Today is the first day
of the week.
Of the rest of your life.
It is. It is the first. Guys, today is the first day of the rest of your lives.
Are you getting pussy right now? Is that what it is? You have a new pussy in your life?
I always get pussy. Are you kidding
but
me?
But new.
Yeah, there's always new pussy. If I wasn't getting new pussy, I would fucking kill myself.
Sure.
Really?
Every time I want to kill myself, I have to play my son saying dad dad.
Oh, my God.
To remind myself to stay alive one more fucking day. One more fucking day.
How much do you need new pussy for you to be like, I'm good again?
It's just that if I'm not getting new pussy, old pussy becomes old very fast.
How fast is what I'm talking
good,
about?
Yeah, good point. Like, yeah, like how, because it could be, is it a handful? Or are you talking like 2 or 3 months or like immediately after like a week or two?
I have to.
This is a good question. Yeah, this is a really, because I'm very similar to that, where it's like after about a month of regular sex with a girl, unless I really like her or something, which is odd, then it's like I get tired of it, and then you just.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna be like. That's how long relationships last, right?
I'm in a thing right now because I've gotten laid a little bit. There's a couple gals that are fucking great. They're all great. They're all sweethearts. They're all babes. Good job, babes. But I'm also like, there's a couple of them that I'm not even really that into, and like I just don't know how to break things off. I don't know how to be mean. Like any other girl,
that's fucking not true.
No, I know how to be mean to my friends, my friends and coworkers. I could be
treat
mean
them like that,
but just not to a woman. How am I supposed to be mean to a woman?
Just text them the N-word and see if they respond. They're like, actually, this is over. You're like, fucking great.
Damn, doggy. No, yeah. I mean, do I need new pussy that often? No, I don't really need new pussy that often. I miss companionship. I miss real fucking love. I miss coming home and paying for everything and cooking and cleaning for a woman who's too hot for me.
Well, cooking,
that's what I love. I love doing all of it in the relationship. That's what I love.
He's a relationship dude. Yes, more than most people.
No, I'm a real ass dude. You totally misunderstood what I was
saying.
A real
ass relationship dude.
He thought I said, he's a relationship dude. He's got a bad attitude. No.
Some call it codependent.
Can't be alone.
Afraid of his thoughts.
That'd be great to do like an 80s hair metal thing, but it's just all existential.
It's existential dread.
No, so what I'm doing is I'm not settling, because these bitches, they'll get their hooks in you and they like you and they want to fucking be your girlfriends. They all do. Yeah.
You're alpha. You are an alpha. You have underlings. You control things. You go up. You have this show. You have skanks.
Dude, next time you're driving them, just ask them to pay for a toll.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta discover car, girl. We can put down.
No, but I need a bitch in my life who's gonna say, "Hey, babe, I see you're stressed out about calling Easy Pass right now. Sit back, relax. I got it, baby. That's all I want."
Wow.
You know what that would do for me? If this morning there was a
you
woman,
need an
in
Indian
my,
lady,
doggy. If there was a woman, the woman on the phone, she'd be like, "Oh, I can fix this for you. Two birds, one stone." Doggy, if I had a woman in my life,
oh no, a stone.
Zach's good. He's good. Tackle snake. Somebody said in the racist live chat, Carson said, "No, that's an assistant. That's not what I need." There's a difference between companionship and a woman who's going to fucking pick you up when you're down and having an assistant. An assistant's not going to rub your back of your ear and suck your dick as well while she does all those things.
How is she doing that? How long are her arms? Who's sucking dick and rubbing an ear?
How
at the
short
same
are
time?
Your arms that you can't suck a dick and rub the back
I don't
of the
know,
head?
Pull it out. Just give it a try.
I'll tell you right now, you can. Unquestionably. Look. It's not a big deal. It's not a perfectly comfortable position. Fine.
She looks like she's on a hunger strike. Just one arm up.
Leaky Bum says Lewis is codependent.
Black guy who won the Olympics in the 70s.
Yeah. Let's see. Didn't Lewis hire an assistant like a month ago? Yeah, you think she'd do her fucking job. So look, this is where I'm at right now. I'm in a little bit of a better mood, but today is the first day that I'm not smoking weed.
Or how long? Is this like a...
Yeah.
That it?
Forever?
It's not it. Dude, you love pot.
I don't know. No, not forever. It won't be forever. Like, I stopped drinking... how long did I stop drinking?
Couple months.
So it's been longer than
that. I'm trying to get there. That's a tough one.
That ain't it.
Just because everything is, I'm anxious all the time.
You're so Mickey Rourke and Barfly, dude. I just see you like at the bar, like, man, I'm just holding court. All right.
No, I do like drinking and talking. It's fun. Like, it really I like is. That. I like that.
I enjoy it too. I drank on Thanksgiving. I drank a ton of wine. Good. Ton of wine. So dude. It's not that I don't drink. I'll drink on holidays. I'll drink on vacation. And I think I want to sort of do the same thing with weed. I want to stop being so dependent on weed. I want to stop getting up every morning and getting high. I get up in the middle of the night and I get high.
My last memory of you is when I couldn't find the car keys at the hotel when we were doing the roasts. I couldn't find my car keys. Like one morning I woke up at the hotel across the street from the store.
Yeah.
I was trying to find my car keys. I wake up, this motherfucker is in a robe. It's 8 a.m. He's in a white robe and he has a blunt in his mouth.
Oh, outside of the hotel.
Yeah, out of the hotel. And I go, what? And he goes, what's wrong with you? I go, I can't find my keys. What are you doing? He goes, I'm just having a good time.
Buddy. Hell yeah. No,
it was like an unreal moment. Like
I live in my robe. If I go to a hotel and they have a robe, you're going to just see me everywhere in the hotel in my robe.
But also, he was on LA time, so it was 11 a.m., so it's fine. That's actually normal. Yeah, the 8 a.m., not so much.
But yeah, the weed thing, I get, you know.
Yeah, no, I smoke a lot of weed. I'm just taking a break. I smoke too much. I get too high. It doesn't even get me high like that anymore. When I take a dab now, I just start to sweat profusely, and then I go.
Sounds like you have apnea. Yeah. I have apnea.
You have apnea?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh, shit.
I, like, die, like, at least 2 or 3 times every night. Zach, so do you? Please, I'm not to connect with you over that and just assume.
It sounds
but,
like he has a wake.
Zach, do you die multiple times per night?
Yeah. Dude, if there's anybody in this room.
Yeah, no, it happens.
Dude. Yeah, if I get high, I get like these apnea. Like I'll just be like, because I start thinking about my heart.
Ooh,
and I start
sleep
thinking.
Fapnea. You jerk off to people snoring. That's hot. I like that. It's a new category. I just invented it, folks. That's mine. That's mine.
Fapnea.
Sleep apnea. Good.
No, that's it. So I just die. I die like you know. Even if I get high, if at night, not as much
you wear
anymore.
The mask?
No. I went and got an actual sleep study, and it said that I didn't have it, and I was like, well, that's completely bullshit. Huh. And then I went back a few months later, and I got one of the ones to take home, where they put the thing on your finger, and then you like just, it's just like, you just, it's not as intrusive, and they saw that I did have like light apnea. But I still haven't done anything with it. I haven't had any real episodes in...
No mask, no nothing. I don't snore at all, I don't believe. I'm not even a little... Nothing.
I just started. It's
and I
weird.
Judge a woman. If you snore and you're a woman, it's over.
Really?
It is fucking.
Have you broken
over.
Up with a girl because she snores?
It's never gotten there. It's
He's
never
like,
gotten
Get your
to
hand
point.
Off my ear.
I'm never. She'll never be my girlfriend. Just so you know, if you're sleeping with me and you snore, it ain't happening. It's never going beyond that. That's fucking crazy. You pig. Fix your fucking self.
I've had fucking girls. I've had girls spend the night and then wake up in my living room because I snore so bad.
Oh, really?
Your snoring is that bad?
And a girl recorded it. I actually have audio of it. It's not as bad as it was.
Fuck.
But it's like, I think it's kind of just, you know.
Me and Zach, we've been going on the road together for years now. And me and Zach have shared a hotel room exactly one time.
Yep.
Oh, you have.
Oh, I bet. Dude.
It's brutal. Yeah.
It wasn't even a hotel room. We shared a pink Airbnb in Los Angeles.
No, you're forgetting the time in Buffalo where I fell asleep with my eyes open and scared the shit out of you.
Wait, what?
Well, the whole European tour, we'd show up at a hotel and we couldn't check in for 2 or 3 hours. So we'd go sightsee. And Zach's like, you know, dude, I'm going to take a nap. And then we'd come back 2 hours later and he's in the hotel lobby with literally children surrounding him. Like it's a fucking attraction. With his eyes open, rolling in the back of his head.
I sleep like the dog from Little Mickey.
Yeah.
I don't know if I remember that, but that's perfect.
Yep. They have it up there.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. Eyes open story is.
You know, Buffalo was because we were leaving at 8 a.m. and it's 6:30. Lewis called me and was like, where are you? And I was like, I don't know, some Juggalo flop house. And he's like, come back right now.
Yeah.
And I just walked into the room annihilated, took all my clothes off and fell asleep with my eyes open for an hour.
There was something so fun about going on the road back then when you couldn't afford, you had to split a room.
Yeah.
You had like it's something like that any of us are fucking rich now, but I'm at a place now where I'm not going to share a room with my opener. That's just that. Like, even if I would sooner lose money on the gig. Thank you. That was an accident. I would sooner lose money on the gig than because I'm in a position in my life where I can lose money on a gig.
Sure.
Back in the day, you couldn't lose money on a gig. Back in the day, we would leave, right? We would leave the house And if we didn't do the gig, we weren't. There's not enough money to make it back home.
Yeah,
like that's that. You're going to make money for the weekend. The amount of times that I would get there and I'd go to the owner of the club on the last night and be like, "Hey, can you cash this check for me right now so I could actually have cash to get home?"
I did that, but that's I love that.
Dude, one time when I was opening for Big J, one of my first times ever, I was at the Stress Factory hosting for it was Big J headlining. And Vinny Brand was the feature. And Vinny Brand, first of all, he notoriously does like 45 minutes to an hour as a feature.
Jesus.
No, it's wild because it's his club.
Can't hear shit.
I've heard about this.
Yeah, no, it's notorious. It is fucking...
I have heard about it. What? What?
Notorious. Yeah, motherfucker, you don't gotta hear the light. Jesus Christ. No, Vinny's the man. I love Vinny, and his club is great. Stress Factory is an awesome club, but Vinny, and he knows this at this point.
He's 45.
He's had to hear people complaining about this on podcasts for years at this point. But he'll do 45 minutes to an hour featuring for the, and literally, because it's his club, every headliner's just like, he's gotta take it. But I remember I bombed so badly hosting.
Oh God, that's the worst.
Like the first night I bombed, it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, I bombed. So then the next night I show up and he's like, "Yeah, we'll just give him guest spots this weekend instead of having him host." So they fired me from the hosting. They still paid me for the hosting for the weekend, right? They still gave me the check, but I lost the check. But I bombed so badly that I couldn't stomach going back and asking Vinny Brand for the check. So I said to eat it that
I kind of respect that.
Yeah.
I respect someone going, "I can't even walk back."
No, I couldn't go back. There was impossible.
Like, just wanted to forget that feeling.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That's the worst is when you're that. Well, I bombed as a host at the Irvine Improv with all my buddies, and everybody else had a good set.
Uh-huh.
And on the way home, I was like, "That was a tough crowd." And they're like, "I don't know what you're like,
shut up.
What are you talking about?"
That's good on them, too, when somebody calls you out and they're like, "Dude, it wasn't the crowd. It was you.
It was you." It was
definitely you.
You need to know when it's you.
Look, we have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited about the show. We didn't even introduce anybody yet. Ladies and gentlemen, from the 500 podcast, the great Josh Adam Myers back on the show.
Thank you. I literally took a red eye because Shannon texted me. I was supposed to fly in at 7. I wasn't going to make it. And then I took a red eye.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you being here. You're the fucking man.
Thank you, brother.
Also, I'm just one of the funniest writers out there. Hilarious comic. If you're watching a roast, he has probably been hired as one of the head writers on the roast. You guys love him. He's been at Skankfest multiple times. Zayed. How do I say your fucking last name? Devji.
Devji. W like a V.
It's a lot, yeah, you need to change that last name.
I know.
It's a lot, man.
I know.
Zahid is enough. Just go by Zahid. Be one name.
I can't do a Madonna thing.
You can do it in Madonna.
Yeah, you can, dude. Perfect, dude. Yeah, you can. There's no other Zahid.
There's no other Zahid.
Just do it.
Well, I'll take it, but hello.
Nobody's getting that last name right, bro.
I'm the only one that has my Instagram handle because they're like, "I don't know, is this a password?"
How have they butchered it?
Why do you have three characters and an underscore in your last name?
How have they butchered it when it's like they're bringing you up?
Can I just use my thumbprint to say your last name? Is that possible?
I've heard I used to do when black comics would bring me up when I first started, like in Houston, I would change it. Because they'd be like, "Yo, man, I got it." And I'd be like, "You don't have it."
Yeah.
And I'd watch them in the corner sweating, and they'd come back and ask me again, and I would change it just to fuck with them.
Yeah.
So by the end, I'd give them four different iterations.
Nice.
And then they would just go up and be like, "Give it up for Zai." They would just trail off. So they'd have to finish the day. Smart move.
Let's take a quick moment and thank Mando for supporting today's show. We love Mando. Mando is total body deodorant that doesn't just cover your armpits, but everywhere you can be stinky. And if you're a fan of this show, that's probably a lot of different places. My assumption is that you are a wildly unattractive fat person with lots of fat folds and sleeves and stinky areas and just fucking gross places that you could probably smell a lot better. And, you know, we're here to cover you literally and figuratively.
That's right. Mando is great for pits, packages, that's your grundle and your balls, belly buttons, butt cracks, stinky crevices, stomach folds, and other things that I have. It's aluminum-free, baking soda-free, cruelty-free, dye-free, and vegan. And I will tell you, as a man who travels a lot, Mando comes in clutch for what we would call Italian showers.
Yeah, dude, I love their deodorant wipes. I use them on my balls all the time if I'm just having a long day out. They have free shipping on their starter pack, which is pretty incredible. That's really what we want you to get. Try their starter pack, right? The starter pack, it comes with solid stick deodorant. It comes with a cream tube deodorant and then two products that you choose, like the mini body wash, which I love, and then the deodorant wipes, which I genuinely feel like you can't live without once you use them. Right now, if you go to shopmando.com, shop M-A-N-D-O LazyLoco.com. Use the promo code LAZ when you check out. You're going to save $5 off your starter pack today. Once again, ShopMando.com. Use that promo code LAZ for $5 off. All right, where were we? Well, look, we have a great show planned. Thanksgiving was very nice. I will say, Shannon, my turkey, not as good as last year.
Why is that?
I don't actually have a reason. You know what? I think I do have a reason.
I don't have a reason.
My turkey last year was so succulent, so juicy, so perfect that it was...
Everyone got uncomfortable when he said succulent, right?
He looked me right in
literally
the eyes.
Everyone looked
right
down.
In the eyes and went, so
you said succulent.
It was extremely...
I think you got bored with it. You just need new poultry every once in a while.
No, doggy. It was the most succulent turkey ever. It still came out incredible. To be honest with you, my turkey this year was the second best turkey I've ever had in my entire life, right behind my turkey from last year.
What did you do differently last year that you didn't do this year?
There was no love or companionship in my household. I think that maybe the turkey felt that.
Yeah, sure. No, I get that.
Doing it alone was a different, you know, big difference. No, I think the biggest difference...
Just you're sad is the funniest answer. The turkey was worse because I'm not doing as well.
So, well, I did, I do an injection system, right? So you get the turkey injector and you inject butter directly into the meat, like all over the breast, the thighs, the legs. You watch it plump up with butter. You watch it.
Yeah. Do you tie it off? Just fucking wrap it. Get this breast.
I'm being serious right now, Josh. So,
puts on Inagata DeVita. Yeah.
Get this drumstick real quick. Yeah.
This is the end.
No, what I think I did was this year, instead of injecting pure butter into the bird, which is what I did last year, I literally just melted butter down and just went.
Oh, I bet that's so good.
Like every 45 minutes or so. This year, I looked online and they had, you got to make the solution with fucking Tony Ciccieri and fucking butter. And I thinned out the butter with
what?
Chicken stock.
Oh.
So it was like half chicken stock, half butter. And I think that solution was nowhere near as fucking.
Yeah, butter. Rules,
just fucking
dude.
Butter.
Butter makes everything better. I learned that from the Julia Child movie.
Yeah. So here we are. So you live, you learn. It was fine. It was great. It was still incredible.
No companionship. Also, that's
no companionship. Dude. But the turkey was gone. Not a fucking drop of turkey left.
Hey,
that's good.
There you go. Yeah. So you know, what are you gonna do? What did you guys do for Thanksgiving? Anything fun?
Family. That was it.
I did family too, but I flew in. I was in Texas the last 2 weeks, so I flew in like Thanksgiving morning, which is the greatest. It's the best airport I've ever been to.
Where does your family live?
Houston.
Oh, so you're from Houston originally.
Well, I'm originally from Queens.
Why did I think you were from fucking Toronto?
I don't know.
He has a Canadian.
Because every fucking every Indian
feels like
dude.
Both a compliment and an
insult. Are you Indian? Like, is that your background?
East African Indian.
Indian.
My whole family's from Canada.
You know what it is? Every comic that I meet that's like Indian, they ended up being from fucking Canada.
I got you.
A lot of Canadians.
I was born
there.
In Queens, then Long Island, then Houston, then New York, then back to Houston, then back to New York.
Here it is.
So I flew in. We're moving to Bushwick. Me and Youngblood just got a.
Oh, nice. Youngblood's moving up here.
He's going to do half Houston, half New York.
Very cool.
And he told me he didn't want anybody finding out. I go, that's going to happen. So,
well, here you are, folks. Everyone knows.
Saying it on a podcast here.
Yeah, that'll do it.
But no, flew in. And then my brother lives on the Upper East. My sister lives in Hell's Kitchen. So we all met up, had a little fucking turkey thing. And everyone was trying to watch a movie. And they all fell asleep by 10 p.m., which is the most upsetting part of my life. I can't watch a movie with anybody anymore.
No, we all fall asleep.
If I start a movie at 10 p.m., 30? Everyone is asleep at 10:30.
Once you're past 30 years old, that is fucking that. You are out.
It's the saddest, newest thing I found out where I go, all right, I'm in. Who's in? Come back. I look around. Everyone's out.
Yeah, we watched him. What did we watch? And we fucking just crash the fuck out. Dude, as soon as it goes on, 4 minutes into any movie, my eyes are just...
Oh, yeah.
I try now, but it's got to start before 9, otherwise...
You know what movie sucks? That everyone keeps on trying to convince me is good, and I've watched fucking two of them now.
What do you got?
Venom.
Oh, God.
Venom sucks.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
They're so bad.
Yeah, I wouldn't watch that. And
Venom,
I love Tom Hardy, but
they're
go fuck
fucking
yourself.
Terrible. Whatever his relationship is with Venom, Venom's trying to be funny. His voice is distracting.
It's when they do too much shit at the same time. It's like you can't be funny and super serious and a Marvel. It's like too much shit packed into one.
Whatever it is, they're missing the fucking mark with Venom.
Yeah.
I hate it. They need to get rid of the whole franchise.
I'm on you on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, people like you keep watching it, and that's why they keep making more.
My son is stupid. He's 11 years old. 11 yeah. years old.
That's Show him.
By people you like know. You, you meant Puerto Ricans, right?
Yeah. Puerto Ricans love venom.
Don't be racist. Can I, Josh, can I say, I've been railing against people with fucking service dogs for the past couple months on the show. You know what? You know what, Josh?
Wait.
Let's get the drama llama in here. The drama llama's here.
This is insane.
Josh, is your dog a real service dog?
She is, yes.
You fucking piece of shit lying cocksucker.
How is that my lie?
You lying motherfucker. How what is am your, I? What is your affliction?
She stops me from doing fentanyl.
Wait, she can sniff coke and tell you
because she's with me,
inside?
I don't want to do fentanyl. What else you got? Come on.
I'm not.
She will smack it out of my hand if she saw it.
Doggy, I'm just saying, there's something about.
In my defense, and you've met Lekka, and you've all have you met Lekka? I know Zach, you've all met Lekka.
I don't Lekka her too much.
No. If you do that, you will always get me.
Would you get that in Jamaica? which trip
to
Jamaica?
Somebody sent it to us.
Drama, drama. Hey, jumbo, which, by the way, jumbo. Shannon, apparently Bob Marley's home is for sale in Jamaica. I'm genuinely thinking about buying it. Can you pull that up? Pull up the listing in a minute.
Please
after,
buy it.
After Josh explains his horse
by
shit.
The way, I found out Bob Marley, stage name.
What was his real name?
Robert Marley. Anyways, you're saying?
Good.
She's just, you could say this. Listen, everybody, like, you could say that I got a service animal, whatever. My dog, nobody's ever questioned it. Like, she is a perfectly trained creature. That's it. So that's, she'll sit there when we're on the flight, or if I'm in a restaurant, she sits on the ground by my feet, doesn't move, doesn't bark, doesn't bother anybody.
I do agree with you yeah. that your dog is a very well-behaved dog. Mm-hmm. However, you are just skirting the rules of the land so you can have your fucking dog at dinner. I didn't sign up for a dog at dinner. I signed up for a dogless dinner.
Then why are we eating a Thai
now,
food
once
again?
Once in a while. What? Yeah, you beat Zach to it.
Yeah. Our eyes just lit up.
The thing that hurt is he had a sentence and I just panicked and my eyes got big and I went, Chinese!
That should be the sound effect.
Shit.
Yelling Chinese.
I signed up for a dogless dinner. I signed up for a dogless fucking flight. And I understand that the laws exist because there's like 0.00001% of people in the world are retards that need a dog with them on a flight, but that is a small percentage of people. You're a
Maybe he's retarded.
No, he's not retarded, though. He's acting like a retard to get his dog on the flight.
We look over, he's just working on a Rubik's Cube.
I'm just like...
infuriating.
But here's the thing, and if I'm not mistaken, I think aren't you and your son getting a dog soon?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to call his son retarded.
Aren't you and your son retarded? They allow you on flights, so...
What are you going to do?
What would you sign up for first?
What do you mean?
A childless flight with dogs or a dogless flight with children?
I would choose the dogs over the kids.
Every time.
Kids suck. Dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Children, dude, on the flight...
And you can bring kids to restaurants.
Yeah, and they cry and they scream and they run around.
The difference was we were all once babies. We were never dogs. Well, we were never dogs.
That's like a good band name.
Isn't
Shannon?
That?
Yeah,
we were never dogs.
We were never dogs. Folks, that's a fact. We were all once a crying baby on a flight. We were all once a crying baby in a restaurant just wanting a hug from our mama. I was never.
Some of us still are.
I was never. A fucking Doberman pincher.
First of all, Shannon, you should put on some like real like American music as he says this bullshit speech about
CCR
fucking dog. Yeah, some folks at all raise to the flag.
And I also my son's mother wants a dachshund, a little shitty dog.
Great dog. Me and my ex had a long hair dachshund. They're the best. They're a little bitchy too.
I heard they're bitchy as fuck. And I heard that very often they'll jump off the bed and snap their backs and you have to put them down. I heard very often they will simply jump onto a bed, their back will snap in half, and it'll start twitching, and you have to kill your dog. Because the thing that you love the most
is a cartoon
just
problem.
Snapped in half.
just a drunk guy jumping into a shallow creek.
So cute. I stepped on Sport maybe 30 times when he was a puppy. There's you cannot step on a dachshund even once.
You named your kid Sport?
Damn.
I named
Jesus Christ.
Pick the llama. Pick the llama.
Just fell over.
They want a dachshund, and will I get a little fucking orange vest for my dachshund so it can go onto airplanes? No. I will not.
What if it needs a construction job?
Will I get him two fucking things to work at the airport? Possibly. No.
That sounds adorable.
Look, if the dog was working at an airport or on a construction site, I would say, fine, give it the goddamn vest, Josh.
Oh, that's great.
But also, your dog is
a real
Air
Bud
size.
Situation.
But his dog, but if you get,
hold on, that was solid. He's crushing it today.
Get, because when your dog's that big, you can just actually put it in a little container, not a container, what do you call it, like a
kennel,
a carrier,
a little carrier.
Yeah,
so then it's not really a service animal. You can still bring the dog. My option to fly with the dog is to
cut it into pieces,
eat it, poop it out. No, it's to I can put it in a crate and put it underneath the plane, which I'm not doing,
right?
Because that they could kill the dog.
Yeah, that's insane.
Or what do you?
Why do you need to bring your giant killer dog
because,
on airplanes with you to gigs?
Because
no one else does it, Josh.
Because the way you need fucking female companionship, I need the love of a dog.
What does that dog do to you, Josh? The same way?
Well,
listen, man, I don't have juicy turkey. Okay?
For me, it's a behavioral thing. If I see a dog, I'm like, all right, that's a good dog. I'm happy he's on the flight. But if I see, like, the same way, if I see, like, a fucking fucked up baby, I'm like, take your shitty, baby sucks.
Dude, the baby sucked. My dog hasn't made one fucking noise.
If your dog's cool, that's awesome.
Every time I see, it could be a person, I'm talking about blind, deaf, in a wheelchair, twitching. If they have a dog next to them, I'm like, is that a real service dog? Is that real?
You
show me your papers.
You just don't believe that thing exists.
Right, Goebbels? Jesus Christ.
Goebbels is the best name for a dog.
That's a great name for a dog.
Not bad.
Shannon, can I have another coffee, please?
Shannon, can I have a water refill?
Shannon, can I also have a coffee, please?
Also, Shannon, I'm getting hungry. Can you send Karen to grab my breakfast sandwich?
I'd like a third turkey.
Also, Shannon, can
in 30
you turn
minutes.
Can you turn my voice up in my own headphones? I don't know how that's
you
not
have,
working.
It's
you
have
not
control.
Working. No, it's
oh, you
no, there it is. Nope. Jesus Christ.
I really felt like I was yelling. Check.
It did fix it. Holy shit. I thought I turned it up and it didn't fucking work.
Shannon, what's going on with Bob Marley's home?
Okay, so there's a couple different articles. They don't seem to agree on the price, but what it's listed on this article is for $16.8 million.
Mm.
So it's currently being used as a hotel, so they're still using that in the meantime.
Wait a minute. Is it the Rock House?
No, it's called Strawberry Hill.
If they sold the Rock House, I'd be so upset.
Is that the place you stay?
I love the Rock House. My favorite hotel in Jamaica.
Oh, shit.
Rock
a
House
wild
is fucking
sentence.
Sick.
You walk in there, bullet should cost $50,000.
No, it's fucking really. Like the Rolling Stones would stay there. Bob Marley would stay there. It's like a really. After this, pull up the Rock House in Negril. This is his home?
Yeah, this is it.
Damn.
For $17 cool. million.
It's a 26-acre estate.
I mean, already I'm letting you know that.
Imagine that could be you and your special lady on a vacation.
I just feel like $3-4 million is the most I'm spending on a home in Jamaica. This is crazy. Thank you.
That's it.
Do you think that obviously it's more expensive because it's got his legacy with it, right?
Of course, yeah.
I don't know why.
Shannon, is there no more pictures? Just that? That's it?
There's a couple more.
Is there not a listing? Go to Zillow, Shannon.
I tried. It's not up there.
Damn.
Here's some more pictures.
Yeah, it's very nice.
They say it's like 12 different cottages as part of this resort.
Go to Rillo. Only made me laugh.
It's not bad. I liked it. It's nice. It's not. It's just the first. I'm not spending $17 million on that. That's crazy.
That's
$17 million
for any home is insane.
17 million.
Like the max is $2-3 million.
In Jamaica, that feels a little overpriced.
Look up $17 million in fucking Houston, where you're from. It's gonna get you.
You can buy a church.
You can buy Houston. I'm pretty sure you can buy the entire city of Houston.
You can buy an entire church and lock out the entire city when it floods. I love this. It's a Joel Osteen. Fuck you.
Shannon, actually, pull up the Rock House in Jamaica. I'm gonna go here. Maybe the winner of the new contest.
Are you trying to buy a place in Jamaica?
No, I'm not trying to buy a place in Jamaica. I feel like that's not a good place to buy vacation property.
Why not? I'm asking legit. I don't know.
Because I feel like in order to maintain it, there's a lot, like there's not a lot of laws there. Yeah. So I feel like if you're not living there, you're almost guaranteed some fuckery is going to be going on.
Yeah,
I just feel like it's going to be a whole fucking to do there's a lot of crime. The laws are really wonky. Like there's a lot of shit. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a very safe investment.
Sorry, man, you were never here, so we took the place over.
Hey, man, we killed your dachshund.
We did, that is not a service animal,
we
I tell
broke
you that,
his
there,
back.
Brother.
Jamaicans not believing in service dogs is fantastic. That's so funny.
Show me the papers, man. Come on there.
Shannon, we got a lookalike contest submission.
The little loud man, he just want attention on the fly.
the baby quieter than the dog there, man.
Shannon, what is the first lookalike contest submission?
So it's from Dwayne.
lewisandzach@gmail.com. Is it Dwayne The Rock Johnson trying to look like me?
No,
is that who it is, Shannon? Tell me it is.
It's not.
How cool would that be if The Rock was listening to the show?
Pretty sick.
Here's this guy.
All right.
Is this guy a Zach lookalike?
I'd hope so. For Shannon's sake, yes. I would hope so. I'll take it.
Oh, I could see it.
Not bad.
I want to see what his without the hat on.
Does he have vitiligo? Is that what it's called? Vitiligo.
You
know, he's like your skin color's gone. Like he's got like vitiligo, like Krusty the Clown makeup.
Vitiligo, except your skin just turns gay. I've got vitiligo.
He has no shirt on there.
Yeah. Oh. He looks like the.
Can we zoom in on what he has in the background in the medicine cabinet? Let's see. Can we get?
It's just the.
There are medicines.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's a good suit.
Jesus Christ.
That is a solid suit. I know that air freshener. It's the worst one.
It's empty.
Yeah.
It's empty. And all of his pill bottles are empty, too. Yeah. Sir, you need to throw out your empty pill bottles.
What if there's just one bottle of mayonnaise in his bathroom?
Oh, I like this guy.
Yeah, I like him too.
So what do we do? Shannon, I think we should, if we just feature them on the show, we should give them some sort of prize.
Well, he's in the running. He's in the running.
He's definitely not running.
He's definitely.
If you guys want to join the lookalike contest and submit to win a. What are we giving them?
Easy pass.
Shannon, you know what we should do? We should give them mini drama llamas. Can you get little miniature llamas that we send out? How fun is that?
Well, I'll try to find some.
Come on,
I bet we can get them printed in China or something.
I bet we can find little mini drama llamas to give them. The look-like contest. If you look like me, Zach, or anybody else from the Gas Desert World, and you guys want to be featured on the show, email us at lewisandzach@gmail.com. We're also doing another cunt test. We're trying to find a date for Colm Turl's wedding for me. One lucky lady or man can get to be my date to Colm Turl's wedding. All expensive paid trip. This is a very, very...
Wait, to Ireland?
No. It's in Jersey. So
oh. He didn't invite me, that piece of shit.
Fucking crazy. lewisandzach@gmail.com is the email address. Send in a 1 to 2 minute video expressing why you'd be the best date for me for Colm Turl's wedding. We're gonna have multiple rounds. It's gonna be a ton of fun. Last time the contest winner, she left very happy. Oh. Very happy. It was the Maddie Jester Skull's wedding. There was no famous people there. This wedding it's being officiated by Big J. Bobby Kelly's gonna be there. There's real deal comedians from Sirius XM that will be at this wedding, just so you guys know.
We will not. You and I.
No, he didn't tell me. I'm going to fucking text him.
Don't you hate when you hear about somebody's wedding and you're like, you just sit there and be like, wait,
this is why I've always said this. I hate white immigrants. They're the worst ones.
Mark Norman didn't invite me to his wedding. I'm going to fucking kill him. I'm going to kill Mark
Norman. Tragedy.
Let it be known. That cocksucker invited Bert Kreischer. What a climbing cocksucker.
Damn.
He didn't even know Bert Kreischer.
He invited
someone. You hear about all the people at Mark Normand's bachelor party? It was all a bunch of fucking famous people. None of them are actually his friends. Mark Normand is a fucking climber, and he's dead to me. Let it be fucking known.
Notorious!
Can't even imagine what those vows were like.
All right, I do.
Marriage.
Okay, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for being a longtime supporter of the show. We love Small Batch Cigar. It's exactly that. They have cigars in small batches, so they are super fresh, shipped directly to you, and truly the best line of products for any online tobacconist you could find.
There's free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 business days in the continental United States. It comes with a Bovita 69% humidity pack, so they're very fresh, the most thorough packaging in the industry, and you earn 5% rewards points instantly every time you buy.
Just right now, go to smallbatchcigar.com. When you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off, plus get those 5% rewards points. Once again, that is smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards points. All right, where were we? Shannon, let's see. What do you have a deformed neighbor, Josh?
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it now? All right, you guys want to see some shit, dude.
Great transition. Please,
I would love so, that. All right, so today is a big day. So I live in a pre-Civil War building. I have a nice apartment, but there is a guy that has been living there that people have said is homeless. And for the first few years, I didn't notice him, and it wasn't until about a year and a half ago that his apartment, which is below me. I'm not, like, directly below me, but there's, like, a studio when you walk down the steps. I'm on the fifth floor. On the fourth floor, because 4B, it just smells, and it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And finally, I started seeing the guy. He looks like the old man from Home Alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, like the shoveling dude. And they say that it's because the landlord is a slumlord, and he has he's done so much bad shit with the city that he took in this homeless guy for like $2,000 a month as like subsidies, so he'd basically get a break from the city. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse. And I see the guy. This is what I'm going to show you. I see the guy sleeping on the street. And I'm like, let me get a video of him. Because he won't be in his apartment. He'll just be sleeping on the street.
It's wild.
And I get this video. And suddenly his pants are falling down. And I see this.
Oh, let's see.
So if you want to. Oh!
Oh, this is your guy.
This is my neighbor.
This is your neighbor.
This is the neighbor. That's real.
Dude,
that's
he has a wasp nest in his pants. It's fucking insane.
What part of, where does that go in jeans? It looks like a head.
Yeah, maybe it's a woman and she's giving birth, Josh. Maybe it's the fucking, maybe it's the circle of life happening before your very eyes. Maybe she's stepping so judgmental. You and your fucking killer dog.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Dude, what is that?
That's crazy.
He's giving birth to a full-size adult.
What is that? Is that his scrotum?
It feels like you left your phone on panorama mode. Just kept on stretching.
I have the actual video of it too. Like, so it's like, it's, this is just a still from it.
Ah, this breaks my heart, but also this is insane. Holy shit.
What's in that pot too?
Yeah, also, if you're gonna have a pot, go inside. That's where the stove is.
Yeah, so I recorded this, not as like, I'm not trying to shame the guy.
I mean this. You're literally trying to shave the guy. No other reason to record it. We're doing it on a show.
Wait, maybe that's his support.
Maybe that's growth. His support
growth.
Cancer.
Well, I just figured out what that looks like.
What?
Turn around. Bring it back up.
Wait, dude. Do we have the same back?
You know, but it was the thing was, I was like, if there's any show that I could bring this out on.
Well, you said are they kicking him out?
They're not kicking him out. They're like, they're fumigating his place. They're going to clean out the apartment. And I think it's because the whole city, like we've like, you know, gone to like the health board and said it smells like shit. And dude,
I can't believe Josh. Fake dog certification, Adam
Shut
Myers
the fuck
is
up,
going to the
dude.
City.
He's gonna keep needling you.
My dog is, dude. It's legally.
He's going
registered.
To the city for this fucking guy. He's got cancer of the balls. Josh is complaining about this actual victim right here.
You should give that guy a small orange.
That guy needs a dog.
A small orange vest on his
on his balls.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's a service tumor.
Yeah, here's what's funny is that we've done these, like, you've done these, what do they call it, where they the check on. on him a wellness check to make sure that, because I'm like, dude, he's got to be crazy. And they knock on the door, and he answers every question. Yeah. He knows what day it is.
He's great. He's holding his balls. He's like, he's like, what's your fucking problem?
He's like, yeah.
It's like, how am I doing? Pretty fucking sweet, if you ask me. He's got huge fucking balls.
Yeah. Me, lefty and righty, we're having a great day, right, boys? Like the way a guy kisses his bicep.
The gun shows in town.
How about you mind your fucking business? That's what I'd say.
You think there's like a Wilson handprint on it?
Yeah. He slams the door with his balls. He's like, it closes it.
God damn,
dude.
Yeah, man.
People are freaking out. I didn't do any research on this beyond the fact that I saw people are upset about it. But I guess Hunter Biden or Joe Biden is pardoning Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's, of course it is.
What were the charges?
Tax evasion, and he lied on a form for a gun.
And just general disappointment.
Can I not pay my taxes? Is it easier to befriend the president and not pay my taxes
now,
than to pay my taxes? I think so.
He's got a pipeline.
There's a path to becoming friends with Trump, stopping to pay taxes for the next 4 years, and getting him to pardon me instead of just paying all the taxes.
He's not, dude, you're Puerto Rican. They're not
pardon
Rican. You.
Pardon Rican. Yes, you're right. I agree.
Notorious.
That's what I say to people as me and Lewis leave establishments. Pardon Rican.
Pardon. So wait, well, what were the actual charges? Tax evasion. What else?
Lying on a gun form.
What did he lie about?
I don't know. But he lied to get a gun.
Was it something that he said he had no criminal charges?
I think so. I'm not sure, but I know that those the tax evasion and the gun thing are the two big things.
Look at on a form, you just write white, and they're like, oh, please.
This guy, who knows? I don't know shit about him or what he did. Or
I mean, there's some pretty cool photos of him.
Doggy, it's your fucking kid. Let me tell you something. My kid could murder a hooker. Pardon him. I'm going to help him hide the body.
Yeah.
If he gets caught, I'm taking the fucking fall. That is my son. That is my child. It doesn't matter what he did. If he murders people, if he molests children, I fucked up as a parent. This is all on me. I deserve the punishment.
I was with you until that last part.
He's my baby boy. He can touch other baby boys all he wants.
I'm like, you did what to a kid? You're not mine. I am sorry.
But you wouldn't feel, if your kid became a fucking child molester, you wouldn't feel like you fucked up somewhere along the way?
My dog.
If your dog molested a child.
My dog molested a child. I would put that vest on her and be like, we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Get off the flight.
We gotta go.
My dog molested a child. Just an incredible sentence.
I mean, dogs regularly do molest children. Dogs.
Oh, really?
The first time I was ever sexualized was by a dog.
Sexualized?
Sexualized. Yeah.
Like they hump you?
They hump you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The slicky?
Yeah.
It's all right.
You get that slicky out.
It's all right. Get a free one in. It's not bad.
So, but I, you know, how are you not going to fucking pardon your child? Obviously, also, you're going to pardon your child.
But it was, I think why it's really a story is because he and the girl that like does his press media has been saying he's not going to. He's not going to do it. He's going to let the legal process.
There's no way that happens.
No, but
right?
it's, I mean, there's like clips of it that like the right is now like playing over and over and over.
But
like,
I guess, the hypocrisy, but.
Yeah,
I just don't care, and I won't even waste my time.
Sure,
but if I had to guess, if you were to go through every presidential pardon in history, I'm assuming every one of them pardoned some actual real pieces of shit. I'm talking about some fucking real fucking scumbags, not people who are cheating on their taxes or lying on a fucking gun form.
Some real fucking
criminals that are.
Yeah, I think that's like a last day as president, kind of like.
Yeah, no, they
like,
do
that's
that.
What you do is you're leaving.
Yeah, as you're leaving, you pardon.
You hook
people.
Up all your bros.
Didn't Trump pardon Kodak Black, the rapper? Like, it's just so random. Like, I don't know why.
He also pardoned Susan B. Anthony. On the 100th anniversary of her being convicted of voting fraudulently.
Oh, really?
I thought you were going to spin this into a joke.
I swear to God, that's a true thing. Because I did actually look up the list of every person that the president's pardoned this morning. Because I was like, this is fucking retarded. I'm sure it's way worse. I know for a fact it's way worse. I just won't go through the list.
Hey, Susan B. Anthony and Women Be Shopping.
I like it. Let's see. Racist Karen kicked off United Airlines shuttle bus. Did she deserve to be on the no-fly list? I've gotten really good at holding my temper in.
Really?
Moments. I was my sister the other day. I was on the phone.
Are you starting tomorrow?
No, I'm telling you. When it, in times when it's going to ruin my life.
Oh yeah, yeah, I feel that.
With police, airline,
real question.
Hilton. I know. I'm on my last. Like, there's a few hotel chains that I'm banned from, and I'm Hilton Diamond status. So I go in. I'm like, okay, anything you say, sir. I keep my Diamond status.
Real question,
please.
What year did that happen for you? Because I'm 37, and I feel like this is maybe the second year where like my temper is like in check now. Where I'm like, all right, I kind of hold it in when I, because I don't really get mad that often, but when I do, it's fucking.
So I used to do this a lot. If you guys have been watching these shows for a while, you know about my quote unquote incidents, right? And they're much less often now. What I define as an incident is a public outburst where somebody may pull out their phone and start filming you. That's an incident. If you've created enough of an outburst where other people walking by might go, what's going on over here?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that if I go by that standard, I'm fairly incident prone, right? Gotcha.
Escalating a situation into a scene.
Escalating a situation into a scene, yeah. Right? Even when you're justified. Most often I am justified, and then the incident becomes unjustified. There crosses a threshold.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always this. I'm always justified, and then I'm seeking justice. And yeah. The process in which I seek justice, similar to Venom. Very similar to Venom. Not that funny. Yeah. Seeks justice a little too far. Goes a little too far while seeking justice. I see the similarities.
There's
okay?
been multiple episodes of it.
A lot of, yeah, we're going into the third version of this movie yeah. right now. I'm learning a little something about myself, okay? No, but maybe you're right. Maybe I was around your age. It was maybe once my son got old enough to be a little bit more conscious.
Yeah, because
you don't want to put it on him.
Yeah.
I feel like your turning point was when you threw the coffee at the guy in the silly suit.
I did throw coffee at the guy in the silly suit
what?
In front of my
Wait,
son.
Wait, what?
But I feel like that you were very aware that he was there.
Yeah. So my son was like 3 maybe at the time. And there was a guy walking by. I was in an Uber and he was just a fucking dickhead. And I've told the story on the show, so I'll give you the quick version. But he was wearing what I would only describe as a fucking silly suit, like an ironic fucking dickhead. Some Brooklyn asshole.
Yeah.
Brooklyn dickhead wearing a fucking suit with silly socks and a dumb fucking tie. What a cunt. Ugh. If you're going to wear a suit, wear a fucking suit. Don't wear a silly asshole suit, you fucking cunt.
No, I agree with you, actually.
Right? So I'm running late. I'm in an Uber, as always. I'm running late. So the guy's crossing, like, really slowly, right? Like, really, really slow. I got a latte in my hand. So I'm like, hey, buddy, come on. We got to go. So he stops in front of the car, crosses his little silly arms.
Oh, my God. I hate this.
Like, really?
Fucking get out and beat him.
No, but I'm with my 3-year-old, so I'm kind of, I'm like,
I would use the 3-year-old to beat him with.
So what I do was we start rolling by him. And then I take my latte and I throw it at him and it just fucking splashes all over his fucking silly suit. Right. And then we drive off and he's like, ah. So then like I actually didn't throw the cup. I took the lid off and I did one of those.
Yeah, you Real Housewives them.
Yeah, yeah.
And you kept the cup.
I kept the cup. So it was all pouring down my hand, right? And my son was sitting right there. I was like, I just spilled my coffee. Damn, I can't believe. He's like, Daddy, you didn't spill your coffee. You threw your coffee all over that man over there.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, did I? Whoops, accident. And that was maybe the first time that I realized that those things aren't right in front of a child.
That you're setting an example.
Yeah. I'm setting an example. But it wasn't even, I don't know if it was so much my child. It was almost like I realized through trial and error that it wasn't going to get you anywhere to scream and yell for things. It did one time. Years ago, it did. I was a Sprint member. Cell phone company, and I remember
we didn't think you were running for stuff.
Whatever,
right?
whatever reason it was, like I went into the Sprint store and there was a problem with my phone. You know that Patrice O'Neal bit,
where the black woman she'll get you everything.
Yeah. A black woman. This was me. It's such a great bit where he talks about how his chick would go into the cell phone store to get him a new phone because he dropped it in the toilet.
Yeah.
And she just like essentially just dressed them down until they did it and she screamed and yelled. So I did that one time when I was like 19. I went to the Sprint store and I screamed and yelled to the point eventually they went, fine, dude, here's a new phone. Cool. And then I was like, that's the way. And then for like a decade and a half, I screamed and yelled at everybody. It never worked again. Not once did it ever get me further. It only caused massive problems in my life across the board. And I think maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I came to the conclusion that it was like, you know what? Yelling at customer service people is never going to be the way.
No. Well, even, yeah, I was just saying, because after, it's not even customer service, like, family will take it out of me, but like, the day after, where you're like, I can't believe I said all that. Like, it feels like a drunk moment, where you're like, I got so mad, I said all this horrible shit.
Anger, there's a thing.
And then afterwards, you're like,
I don't know if you guys feel it the way, like, I do have real anger problems. I've been in anger management, and there's like a moment where it's like blindingly rageful, and you, this is actually, I see this very often. This will happen. It'll be a guy who does suicide by police. I feel for that guy. Because he didn't get up that day saying, I'm going to fucking get killed by the cops today. He was probably running late for work. Then his girlfriend called him to bitch about something. Then he stubbed his toe. Then some guy behind the counter at the deli gave him a fucking attitude. Then a person cut him in line for Starbucks. And then all of a sudden, you're in the middle of the street going, kill me! Fucking kill me! Ah! I see that. Like, the moment that all happens, I have so much empathy for.
Yeah.
Because I've had moments where I've been so angry where you literally go, yo, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm giving up. I watched a video with a girl. She was like arguing with a guy. And she was like, yo, fuck you, motherfucker. Stop filming me. Stop filming me. And then the cops come and they're like, miss, you got to stop cursing. She's like, fuck you, pig. Then they start to arrest her. And she's like, yo, why are you arresting me? And she's just like in this moment of like, and you go like, she just was like, she's not even in control. Like real anger like that. And I'm not saying you can act that way. Obviously, you have to fix yourself. She was 19 or whatever. But that was sort of like I would get so angry that whatever was going on didn't matter, whether it's being embarrassed, whether it's getting kicked out of a place, and I just think now that I have a little bit more of a public persona, I'll be fucking, sure. I got an Uber the other day and I was just fucking annoyed that the Uber crossed the street and didn't drop me off where I was being dropped off at. And I was kind of huffing and puffing. I didn't even give the guy a real attitude. I was kind of fucking like, and then a guy walked over to get in the car before I got out of it. It was his Uber. So he goes to open it. And I was about to fucking lay into this guy. I was like, who, yo, bro, I'm fucking, like, whatever it was, I got caught up in the moment, right? And then as soon as I looked up, he's like, Luis J. Gomez? And I'm lucky that he said that first, because I was about to be like, hey, fuckface, I'm in this car! that anger, my sister has it. I watched my, I was on the phone with her the other day. I don't even know what she was doing. My whole neighborhood where I live in Jersey right now, they're digging up everything. Like my entire town.
Why?
I think they're relaying the earth under my town. I think that's the whole plan. Is just they say, you know what? You need new earth. You need new earth. Yes. Your whole town.
It's not what it is. There's actually a purpose.
The idea of,
you know, East New Brunswick. Definitely. Again, we can earth this shit up, baby.
They need some new.
You're trying to figure out where all the Puerto Ricans are coming from.
Yeah, they're like, it's gotta be underground. Soil, yeah.
They're shifting.
Are they Chud?
Some tectonic plates.
Shouldn't they be doing this, by the way?
They're doing something with the core and the crust. I have no fucking clue.
The crust.
But they're shifting the earth underneath my town.
All right.
For 3 months. That's fine. But my sister was, whatever, I was on the phone with her. She was trying to get to me. She was like, bring me something from the store. And I just hear her. She's like talking to a cop. And the cop was like, miss, you got to go back around that way. You can't be speeding through the neighborhood like this. She's like, I'm not speeding. You know what? He's like, miss, I'm going to give you a ticket. She's like, give me a fucking ticket. Meanwhile, literally, I know for a fact, if this guy gives my sister a ticket, they're going to tow her car because her insurance is expired. So there's no giving her a ticket. I'm literally going, Jenny, shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
you're going to be arrested. It's not even just fucking getting fucking pulled over. You're getting a ticket. They're going to impound your car and they're going to arrest you because you literally told me that you have to borrow money for your fucking insurance today. I know for a fact.
But car go bye-bye.
You see red and you fucking just allow yourself to like...
Did you ever see that video of the guy, I guess his daughter is giving birth and he's in his like truck and he's trying to get to the hospital, but the roads are blocked off because there's a
there's a parade. Uh-huh. And so he drives through the fucking thing, and he's like, he drives into the parade, and he's almost like cops are chasing him. And but he's like, he's literally, he's just like you with hair, just like, oh, what the fuck? Like, what? I can't get over here. Just
I get it. I get it, dude.
Yeah.
That was fucking...
Now, what if somebody, I'm just pitching this, what if somebody gave you a small dog to help you calm down?
Oh,
wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it.
If you were like, fuck. All right, this is nice.
That's a great point. That's actually a great point, because could there be an emotional support dog that legitimately calms me down when I have angry outbursts? 100%. 100%. Without
doubt. Doesn't have to wear the vest.
I don't think that is an appropriate solution for my anger. Bringing a dog into everybody else's fucking restaurant.
So you'd rather just work on yourself?
Ew.
Yes. No. I think it's more appropriate for me to, instead of me bringing a dog into a restaurant, if a waiter gets my order wrong, it's more appropriate for me to stand on the table and start kicking dishes off the table and screaming and cursing at everybody. That is less of an inconvenience than a chow chow sitting next to me.
That's a Puerto Rican one-star review, by the way. Yeah. Shannon, well, you don't have to bring it up right now, but Shannon, can you queue up? There's a video of a girl climbing on top of a guy's car, and he's trying to drive away, and she's trying to reach in through the door of the car. It just went up on Twitter like yesterday.
Sounds like a country music video.
Twitter is killing it with
and
those kind of videos.
It's
right
such
now,
a
dude.
Blind rage moment, and I think Lewis will really connect to it.
I was going to say it earlier. All those videos that you're talking about of like the people flipping out on cops and doing stupid shit. There's this great Twitter account, Washington's Ghost. I don't know if you guys ever get that. I think it's quasi racist too, but it's like.
It's Twitter, it's definitely quasi-racist.
Yeah, it's like, I love it.
That would be my name if I lived in a bell tower.
Yeah. I was just getting there. Fuck, dude. Fuck. Quasi-racist.
The lunch back of
I can't believe you're dating a dong.
Oh, shit. Do you have that video, Shannon? We still don't have the racist Karen kicked off the shuttle bus.
I have that one if you want to see
it. Why don't we do that one first?
Yeah, do that.
One thing at a time.
Okay, here it is. So it's going to start with the guy who's filming it, explaining it.
It's boiling right now. I
know that guy.
I don't believe that something like this is a real thing. We were just this altercation with this lady who was giving us a really hard time, telling the kids, my kids, to shut up.
You can't you can't tell somebody's kids to shut up.
No.
If you're gonna tell somebody's kids to shut up, that is you saying I'm willing to fight the father.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the equivalent
of smacking a man in the face. If you tell his kids to shut up.
Yeah. Because now he's like, now I'm blind.
My kid's not gonna have a memory of some bitch telling him to shut up without me defending him. Totally. Period. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Period.
Yeah. It's a coffee moment.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Yo Delta is an incredible company that's been with us for a very long time. And if you like getting high, why not get high legally and have Delta 8 gummies and vapes shipped directly to your door?
And you guys know what Delta 8 is, something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and it gets you high. Yo Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But hey, let me tell you guys, this Delta 8 stuff works and these products should be taken responsibly.
All you got to do is go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order. It's already affordable. It's legal. It's shipped right to your door. What is there not to love? Get stoned with us with YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25%. All right, let's get back into it.
Go ahead. You know, you don't have a right to talk to my kids like that. And then the rest of this is what she said. I'm a prick.
Your family is from India. You have no respect. You have no rules.
Was it?
Push everyone.
Did you say your family's from India?
You have no respect, no rules.
Oh, I'm on her side now. I didn't realize this was a racist thing. I have no idea.
She said it was a racist.
Oh, never mind. I'm back.
Yeah. What are you guys doing riding on the inside of the bus?
Bus. I was like, what are you doing on the bus, lady?
Real quick. Just Ray Penkill called Zach the lunchback of Notre Dame. That was pretty good. That's actually, you should get a little credit for that one in the racist live chat. Lunchback.
That's what you think you are. You guys are crazy.
Indian people are crazy. You told me to have some more curry, right?
She has some in her bag?
She has curry? What if she just carries all racist props for every day? Oh, some watermelon for the black family? Well, I don't think you can. Can you remove people from a bus for being racist?
I don't know. It's the bus.
I mean, so I feel like anything goes on the bus.
Goes down, baby. That's where the racism go down.
Because it's the type of people. I'm not being an asshole here, but it's the type of people that are on a bus. No matter what side of the spectrum you're on, whether you're a brown, whether you're a racist, you're riding a bus.
It's where the cell phone music with no headphones happens.
Yes, but this is a airport bus. This is a different
this is a shuttle.
This is not the bus to uptown.
I didn't realize that.
They dropped a rental car off. I do this all the
time.
You're going
just
to...
It depends. If you're doing a shuttle to your fucking local Hilton, you just didn't get an Uber, you didn't get into a taxi line, you're taking the local airport shuttle, that's also trash behavior.
If I rent a car at LAX, I got to take the shuttle to the
Hertz. Right. There are certain times where the only way, I believe JFK, there's only way to get, or no, LAX actually is one
LAX
of them.
LAX and JFK.
You have to take a shuttle to get to the Uber. So I'm not hating. If she's
you
at
wanna,
LA,
you want to know what the destination
if
is.
If they're at LAX, they're taking a shuttle to an Uber, fine. You can't be racist.
Yeah.
However, if they're shuttling right now to their fucking local Hilton Garden Inn,
I think they're going to the airport. No, they're going to the airport because he's recording that in
from
the
airport.
He's in the airport.
Oh, that's true.
So they dropped her. I will bet money. Well,
that's true.
I just see the whole dropping the rental car off at Hertz or Enterprise, and the bus is now taking them.
Man, yeah.
She doesn't have Hertz energy. She has like Avis.
I'll tell you something. Yeah, she hurts his feelings. That one.
Go ahead.
We.
No, you're not American.
Shannon, pause this for a second. I believe my understanding is you don't have to blank this out on YouTube, the video, Shannon, because this is our entire setup. This isn't just showing that video. I believe our heads in front of this video makes it so that we're safe from copyright claims. Am I wrong about that?
Wait, what's the question?
But because here's the thing. What I've noticed is I go back and I watch a lot of the shows when we put them on YouTube. In fact, we'll do our plugs here in just a second. We never even plugged anything.
Sure.
So we do edit. We edit it. And we don't edit it to make it annoying. We edit it because there's certain words you can't say. There's certain things you can't show. We don't want to get copyright claims. We don't want the channel to be flagged for inappropriate content. So we bleep out the curse words. We edit out certain things. But if we are, it's not like we're just showing a video on the screen, which can be copyrighted. I believe our heads being in front of that screen makes it so that it becomes our video. In fact, Shannon, what I would say is maybe make it so our heads are even more in the frame. And I believe you're not going to have, because here's what I think. If I'm watching this on YouTube, I want to be able to see her. I want to be able to see what they're saying. And it is not a very enjoyable process to watch the show if that's completely blurred out and you can't see what we're talking about. Am I crazy?
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Shannon, am I crazy about this?
No, I'm going to double check with G Mike and Becca because I feel like they know a little bit more about the strikes from YouTube.
Yeah, I know. So people are saying we freeze frame it. We do freeze frame it very often. Sometimes they blur it altogether. I just think certain things like this video is not going to be, even if we just played this video, it's not going to be copyright claimed. Who's going to copyright claim it? The guy who posted the video? He's not.
He wants it spread.
The only people who copyright claim things are like actual fucking channels who are making money off their shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't
worry about it on this one.
I don't want to turn people off from watching the show on YouTube.
It would be weird
if that guy's
like, this is copyrighted.
Hey, man. My video. My
rules. Could you just call him and ask if we use it?
Call the woman.
Siri, call my uncle.
Runaway Slav says, Lewis, maybe don't change the name of your show, you silly spick. No, I think it was a good idea to change the name of the show.
I'm fine with it.
Great idea to change the name of the show. Let's do plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time left here. I'm staying in the city all day, so I'm not in a hurry to go anywhere right now. I'm going to get a workout in right after this. And fucking...
Where do you work out here?
Lifetime. Nice. No longer allowed in Equinox.
Why?
Too many incidents.
Outbursts.
Josh Jettemeyers, what are you plugging, my friend?
The 500 podcast. I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. We're working our way down. A lot of big guests on it. You go to the 500podcast.com at Josh Adam Myers on all social media. I am on the road. I'll be at the Comedy Store in Los Angeles December 15th and the 16th. I'll be in La Jolla Comedy Store December 20th through the 22nd, and then I'll be closing out the year at the Minnesota House of Comedy. Go to punchup.live/Josh Adam Myers for all tickets. Yeah, man.
Very cool. What's going on, Zahid? What are you plugging, my friend?
Me and Napoleon Emil have a new weekly show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. at Williamsburg Comedy Club, so come out to that. If you guys ever want to do the show, that'd be great. And then next Thursday, I'll be headlining Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio, and then I'll be featuring for Sean Patton all weekend. So come out to that.
Very cool. Zach D'Amico.
Hey, if you're listening live, I'm going on the road with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. This Wednesday night, I'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Thursday night, we're going to be in St. Louis. We'll be doing commentary. Come hang out.
Very cool. Come see me on the road, guys. I took a little bit of a break for the holiday, but I'm going to finish out this year nice and strong. The Regs on December 11th at the Gramercy Theater. Myself, Dan Soder, Robert Kelly, and Joe List doing stand-up and a live special Yankee Swap podcast with a special guest, Santa Claus. Then I'm headlining the Dojo of Comedy on December 12th. Emmaus Theater, Emmaus, Pennsylvania on December 13th. Creek and Cave, Austin, Texas, December 20th through 22nd. And then I have a brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour, coming to a city near you. January is already filling up. We got Zanies in Rosemont, Illinois, North Charleston, South Carolina, Naples, Florida. I believe Montreal's happening. I think I'm going to Ohio in January. January is really filling up right now. And I am announcing all of the, or I should say most of the other dates this week. Ticket links are going to be going up, so keep on checking back. LewisofSkanks.com. Going to a bunch of places for the first time, returning to a bunch of places, culminating in the recording of my next hour-long special on July 12th in Tampa, Florida. I believe those tickets went on sale this morning. If you guys are watching this on YouTube or iTunes, you'll be able to get them without a doubt by the time this comes out then. But it's Side Splitters Tampa doing my special from one of the best comedy clubs in the country. If you guys haven't been there, go check it out. And fly in, party with me the whole weekend. We're doing warm-up sets on Thursday, Friday, and then I'm filming two shows on Saturday. Zach D'Amico is going to be coming out for the whole weekend and partying. So, yeah, grab those tickets. And make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, you should know that we have an uncensored version of the show, an ad-free version of the show, and we do a bonus episode every Friday just for subscribers. There's three episodes per week. You get the only for subscribers for the third one. Go to gasdigital.com. Use the promo code LAZ. Get yourself, save $1.50 a month on your membership. So go do that now and support the show the best way you can support us. Check out The Regs, check out Story Wars, and of course, the legendary Legion of Skanks.
Dude, Tampa, what a great place. Sidesport is such a great club.
That's one of the best clubs in the country.
Yeah, it really is.
Everyone agrees. If you ask any comic, they'll tell you. And just that audience down there is incredible. Every time I perform in Tampa, it just feels right. We did the Carnival Combat down there. That was awesome. I really like the town. And just wanted to do something different. I've done two of them in New York at this point. Fuck it. Why not? Let's
BT,
go.
It starts at the top, and BT, the owner, is such a good dude. Everybody, yeah. So it's a great club.
Very cool. So yeah, we'll see what the fuck is. Okay, let's see. What do we got here? I may be disabled, but I still enjoy sex and flaunt my body online. What is this, Shannon? This is a crazy, crazy thing.
So this lady has like a very rare muscular issue where everything just kind of like deteriorates over time. But she created an OnlyFans. She has an Instagram page, which I'll show you her Instagram. Oh, wait, wrong one. 1 second. I'll show you her Instagram page. She has over 200,000 followers. This is her. She goes as Wheelchair Rapunzel.
she's got spina bifida. That's her stripper name.
Yeah. She's on Only Ramps.
And then I could just show you like the front page of her OnlyFans. So she does like lingerie.
Do you have to pay for the back page?
It's free.
It's free, Shannon.
Yeah, fucking exam.
I have to do a whole thing.
Login. To see all the nasty shit you got to pay, there's no way she's giving away the fun shit.
I'll chip in $10 right now for fucking to get a good video up there, blurred out on YouTube.
You ever hook up with a chick in a wheelchair?
No.
No, my apartment doesn't have parking.
Nope.
Have you? Nope. Yeah. Wait, did you have a bit about that or something, right? Like,
No. But I have. Back in the day, I hooked up with a girl who used to come to stand up New York all the time. And then I went back with her and her friend to her place. I was trying to set up a threesome with
these girls. Wait, were they both disabled?
No, one was disabled. The other girl was hot.
Yeah.
In fact, the girl in the wheelchair was kind of hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, for, you know,
trying
a chick
to set up
wheelchair.
A threesome with a wheelchair?
Yeah.
She
yeah.
was a Stephen that Hawking like, six.
Yeah. What is this, the Olympics? That's nuts.
And we ended up fucking around. And then I remember when we were going back to her place, she was like, hey, like, you know, if we'd like do this, can you make sure you give both of us equal attention? And I was like, oh, I felt like so bad. So then we were hooking up. Like, I started like really paying attention to the girl in the wheelchair.
The chair over. Yeah.
No, I
thought you just
No. I started really focusing on the girl with the wheelchair. And I was ignoring the other girl like a lot. And then the wheelchair girl was like, hey, I thought I told you to pay attention to both of us. I was like, oh, you cocky bitch. You thought I was going to ignore her? So, yeah, that was my only time.
That would suck if you're eating the other girl's pussy and then just hear beep, beep, beep.
Wait, what was the reason she was in the wheelchair?
It was like a lifelong, like, cause she had like little legs. Yeah. She had like no muscle tone ever.
Peruvian.
Yeah. She had full of short legs. Let's see. Yeah, but whatever. That's hot enough for Twitter night for this chick in the wheelchair. Pretty toy.
Bring her back up.
Yeah. What was it?
Yeah, can we put her name in and type in XXX or go to like Aero?
Yeah, Shannon, why don't go to her Fepello? Yeah,
can we see her in motion? Because I feel like she's got no middle.
Okay, let's see.
Lamb pita pouches.
Oh, she cooks too?
What did she put on that salad? That Windex?
That's why she's in the chair.
This is her. That's not her hand.
That's not how you hold a knife. That was a crazy way to hold a knife. That's fucking
is
nuts.
This all her or is this somebody else?
This is her. Do you want to click on a different one?
This is the companionship you were looking for, Louis.
This is, honestly, she...
This is what she wanted.
Marinade and make sure that is barely...
That wasn't her hands. That hand's all fucked up. Those other.
That's what I'm saying.
Shannon, go back, rewind, time out.
I got to start it again.
Those were not her hands. In fact, she's got a tattoo on her wrist.
Yeah. Maybe her right hand is good, the left one's bad.
What the hell did she put? Maybe. Yeah, because this is all right-handed.
Well, no, I just there's Wait. The tattoo. No.
Yeah.
Look, who holds a knife like that with the finger out? That's crazy.
I do.
That's like this.
Yeah, no, you put it on the top of the knife.
That's so wrong. What if she used her whole wrist to...
She deserves love, too.
Those are like her leg bones. All crooked and shit. God. She has like the arrival legs. Do you guys remember that? Like, when he's like, I know you guys are aliens. And fucking...
The hand tattoos were not in the cutting part.
Yes, they were.
No, they were. I saw them, Shannon.
Not the hand. Her hands weren't tattooed in that. It was just her wrist.
I like the one right there with the 3,406 and 722 comments. Jesus. Wow.
She's cute enough, though.
Hey, she got a fuck.
Shannon, how does it make you feel knowing that she probably gets laid more than you?
She 100% does because she has kids, so she's doing great.
Oh, she
great.
Has kids?
Yep, yeah, she has a kids.
Kid oh, that's why her body's all fucked up. It has nothing to do with the wheelchair.
What is she saying right here? She's like, you got to take life slow, one ramp at a time. Well, she has no feet. Well, what is she doing going to Lululemon?
She has feet hanging there.
When life hands you Lululemons, make Lululemonade. That's what I say, folks. Come on, folks. Come on, folks.
I liked it.
All right.
I don't feel... I feel... Normally, I'd be like, ah, fuck. But it's on OnlyFans. It's like she wants this out there.
Get your money, dude.
Yeah,
get your fucking money.
No, I'm not hating on her. She, you know, she knows what the fuck's up.
Yeah,
Doggy, let me tell you something. We just
not
got her
on a high shelf.
We got her probably a dozen OnlyFans subscribers just by featuring her on the show. She owes me money. How about that?
There you go. There you go.
All right. Doing we're fucking Lord's done. Work. We're wrapping it up. You guys are the shit. Thank you for watching. Lewis and Zach Show, another great episode in the books. We'll be back on Wednesday. Zach's out Wednesday, unfortunately. But Shannon, who's filling in for Zach? Do we know yet?
I don't know yet.
Okay. I'll be right. We'll have a good show. You guys are the shit. Thanks for watching. Oh, yeah. Look, they're putting the nudes of her in the racist live chat right now.
And they are
Whoa.
Not good.
Whoa. Put one up. I want to see it.
That little titty ain't bad. It looks like Karen Fian's titty.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
yeah, it's not. It's not terrible.
Blog.
It's not terrible.
Notorious.
All right, we're outie. Good night. When they making noise.